Deeply affected by the despair and the conditions of Syrian refugees who have fled bloodshed in their country and are sheltered in refugee camps in northeastern Lebanon, Cardinal Sarah says tens of thousands of people are in dire need of basic necessities.
Oggi hanno bisogno soprattutto di cibo, medicina.
Food, medicine, water, electricity, as well as warm clothing and heating are top priorities. In an interview with Vatican Radio, he says the money donated by the Pope is a drop in the ocean, a much appreciated drop which can make a real difference to the lives of Christian and Muslim refugees who have lost all. He recounts his pain at witnessing their despair. A large majority of them, he points out, women, children and babies. Of the $1 million donated by Benedict XVI, $700,000 have been given to the local Caritas organisation to bring immediate relief to Syrian refugees. The remaining $300,000 have been destined to aid for Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan and Iraq. During his mission, Cardinal Sarah also conferred with Lebanese authorities, religious leaders and regional Caritas presidents, gathered to discuss and coordinate aid efforts for the increasing Syrian refugee crisis. In the interview, he expresses his hope that the international community take up a mediation role and says that the fact that Syrian opposition factions have joined ranks should make it easier to single out an interlocutor. Therefore, Cardinal Sarah says, the international community must take heed of the Pope's words and unite to find a solution for peace in Syria.
Non dobbiamo escludere Dio nella negoziazione.
We must pray, he says. We must not exclude God from the process. That's why Benedict's voice, his daily appeal to pray for Syria, is important, so that this new opposition front be open to dialogue with the help of the international community. I'm Linda Bordoni.